Welcome to New Realities. This is Alan Steinfeld. And if you've been listening for any length of time over the past weeks and years and close to decades, this program, New Realities, is about the evolution of consciousness, how we are fundamentally becoming different sorts of beings, different increased facilities are coming online that are changing our outer reality and our inner realities. And that's why I'm talking tonight to one of my good friends, Lori Gregg. And she has a company and a system called Hip Body. And Hip Body is about how the mind can truly, truly affect the way your body looks and feels and functions, I suppose. So, Lori, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Alan.
Your work, I guess, if I want to go commercially, has been recently about men enlarging the size of their penis. Is that what you're...
Exactly. It's actually penis enhancement.
Okay.
It's penis enlargement, but also erection control.
But you know, I just want to say at the beginning, there's so much junk out there about this subject that it, I mean, I get an email a day about this and this, and I know you're not that type, you know, because I don't know
exactly. I originated this back in 1997 before it was even okay to say the word penis out loud. In most places, it's okay to say it out loud. You have to whisper it a bit, though.
It is a part of the body. But can I just ask you, before we go into your program, why has it become such a huge, like, maybe industry or scam? And I know you're the original, but why has it gotten, let's say, out of control?
I tell you, men are so desperate now. It is horrible to be insecure about yourself in the bedroom. It's, am I the right size? Am I going to be able to perform? Oh, no. Are you going to get hard? Are you not going to get hard? It's a huge, huge problem. And men think there's no solution out there. So men are searching everywhere for anything to help. And, yeah, there's all those scam artists out there who are like, yeah, let's make up some pills. Let's make up some lotions, potions, you know, all of this.
But you're really saying it's such a big market because people really – need some solutions to this situation.
Exactly.
And so,
tell
me.
I don't care if my client is in his 20s or in his 80s. Everybody's had that incident like, uh-oh, what happened? You're not getting hard on me. What's going on? You know, every woman has heard the line, this has never happened to me before. But all of you guys know, yeah, it happens here and there. It does. It's so embarrassing. You do not want it to happen to you, so you will search out anything to make sure that you have the erection that you want, the erection you're proud of.
But that's just half of it. The other is also growing the length of your size.
Exactly.
Male size. But, I mean, before we get into, like, just the whole bedroom talk and all that, I want people to know, first of all, that you've been interviewed on all the major magazine shows, Dateline, you've been on the Howard Stern Show, you actually helped the guy who won, or did he lose the small penis contest?
Did you decide, is he the winner or the loser in real life?
but besides that, no, that's just to get to set the groundwork, but what this program has really been about is the power of the mind. And that's why I really want people to know about you, is that the mind can overcome the problems of the body. I mean, not just your penis size, but you actually also work with women and breast enlargements and weight reduction. But let's talk about the mind just to start with, and then we'll get into body parts. So talk about that orientation.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to give a little demonstration. Sure. I will not do any hypnotherapy on air because you don't want anybody to be driving around and fall asleep while they're driving.
Right.
But I just want the listeners to think for a few moments about being in their kitchen and you've got this big yellow lemon and you're just going to slice that lemon in half. And you, some of the little, you know, drops kind of spatter a little bit. One actually flecks up on your face. You can smell it. It's got that sunshiny, lemony smell to it. Mm-hmm. You slice it again. Then you decide to take a big old bite of that lemon. You just bite right into it. Woo! It's kind of like you're doing the biggest kiss ever. You get that juice flowing down, dripping down your face, flowing down your throat, going, ah! You know, it's really tart, really tart. It's one of those real lemony, lemony lemons. Mm. I bet many of the listeners right now, just by me saying that for a few moments, their mouths are watering.
Well, actually, my mouth was watering and salivating, just imagining the taste, that lemon taste. I actually felt the flow of its saliva.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, I can make you salivate in a few moments.
Well, you're always making me salivate, Lori.
yes, okay.
By knowing you, yes.
I tell you, though, commercials work just like that. The mind controls the body 24/7. It really, really does. And people still have a hard time believing that. But I tell you, being a hypnotherapist, I get so many calls. People are like in a big emergency and they're like, Lori, I need help. I've got to give a big speech at work tomorrow and I can't talk. Of course, everybody gets laryngitis right before the big speech or right before the big concert that they have to sing in front of everybody because your body's going, I'm scared. Your body works to protect you. So you will lose your voice so you do not have to stand up in front of the big board meeting and give that speech.
Oh.
Our bodies, minds are so connected. I could give example after example about how many ways our thoughts control our bodies. Really, really.
Well, you're saying also in the research I've done on your work is that there's something especially easy about the soft tissue in the body, such as penises and breasts, that the mind has a direct access to. Talk about like the brain physiology in those cases. Yes.
I tell you, I do penis enlargement, breast enlargement, and weight loss. If you really look at it, fat is my specialty. That's the easiest thing in the body to manipulate. The penis responds the quickest and the easiest because it's even a softer version of fat. It's soft tissue.
It's soft actually tissue not response. Fat, I don't think.
It's not fat. It is actually soft tissue. Many men think it's a muscle. I think it's just trying to stand all masculine and saying it's my big love muscle, but that's another story. So It's not a muscle. It's soft tissue. The easiest thing to manipulate in your entire body. What I do when I hypnotize you, I actually get into the hypothalamus. That's a part of your brain. That is the control center of your entire body. That's why hypnosis is so effective for everything. I get into the control center of your body, and I may be sounding a bit Greek to some of you.
Yes.
You guys still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay, your hypothalamus was kicking in already. But the hypothalamus, as you be awake or as you be asleep. The state of hypnosis is just the state of mind right in between being awake and being asleep.
Is that is that the function of the hypothalamus to control waking and sleeping?
That is one of its many, many, many functions. It controls your hunger. It controls your sexual arousal. It controls you being hot or being cold. It controls every aspect of your body.
Right.
So Google hypothalamus. The lists are 10 times so long about what all it does.
But so you, through your hypnosis, access the hypothalamus and give it, specific instructions.
Exactly. And what it actually does is release neurotransmitters to your pituitary. Everybody knows the pituitary releases hormones. Hormones are exactly what we need for breast enlargement and penis enlargement. Releases the hormones. Soft tissue grows so easily. The breasts are made out of fat. I hate to de-glamorize things, but, you know, they're two chunks of fat.
But wait, penis enlargement, I mean, it's happening all the time, is activated. I mean, men get excited because there's hormones that are being released that engorge the organ there to expand.
Exactly. And comically enough, people don't realize it's the actual hypothalamus that responds to every one of your senses, whether that's a visual sense, seeing a pretty woman on the street, maybe even a smell reminds you of a certain sexual occasion. Maybe that would stimulate you. It's the hypothalamus that originates the growth.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, it happens probably all the time, every day, a couple of times a day.
Exactly.
But why would your penis, that part of your body, grow in length if it's, you know, it's inflating, deflating, but it's not actually the length that, I mean, the overall length, you know, of a resting and standing, you know, it's, you know, I'm just trying to understand why it grows. I mean,
why does it grow? The thing is, the hypothalamus is what really originates everything. Really, if I was a tribesman and we were off in one of the tribes in Africa in the woods, and I wanted your penis to grow, I would actually tie a rock to the end of your penis and just let it hang there. It wouldn't be very comfortable to you. But that's what they do in these tribes. They just tie rocks to the penis. The penis can grow so, so easily and maintain its growth. Thank goodness we can use your mind to do it instead of tying a stone to your penis. You know?
You're saying the penis, erect or not erect, can grow in both those states longer. Is it longer?
Right.
Longer?
Right. The cool thing about the hypnosis, I just think, is the coolest thing, because we can trigger your mind to trigger your penis. Your penis grows easily, so easily, just daily, that we can maintain the growth. We can make it, most men grow about an inch longer, so an inch more in length and an inch more in circumference.
Well, permanently, resting or standing.
Right. Yes, I'll tell your penis to stand erect, you know.
Wait, but both situations, it's a permanently enlarged.
Permanent growth. Most men that I've been doing this, goodness, for about 18 years now, and most men notice the biggest growth with their erect penis, but there's also growth with the flaccid penis too.
Which is also something that people don't feel so confident in. Actually, probably more on the flaccid state than in the erect state, right? People want...
Well, you hit the nail on the head.
Well, I
Because
hope
I
not.
Tell you, working with men all these
hope
years...
I don't hit the nail on the head. Go ahead.
Well, actually, not that nail, no. But working with men all these years, I really found out, I didn't realize this 20 years ago, but men are much more concerned about the size of their penis in the gym, with other men, in the public restroom, with other men. It's kind of a masculine, like, what's my masculinity?
Yeah.
Do I feel sturdy and strong? Do I feel like a hero? They're just as concerned with that as they are about being in the bedroom.
Uh-huh.
So and that's really what the program's about. It's making you feel good to be in your skin, making you feel like a hero. It's like, hey, are you ready to get hypno-hung? Are you ready to feel good about yourself? Are you ready to have a swagger in your step? The penis enlargement is almost a side effect of you starting to feel good about yourself.
Well,
that's the beauty of the program.
Yeah, yeah, that's really where I was going. I mean, we can talk about the details, but I'm interested, and this program's interested, you know, in the specifics, but more in how people can take control of their lives. And this is such a concrete way. So what kind of effect, what have you heard from people? I mean, it's a 12-week program. You have to listen to these, and I've listened to them, and you have a beautiful, soft, relaxing voice.
Right.
And I haven't done 12 weeks yet, but...
Alex, I've seen pictures of Alan from Burning Man. Don't do the 12 weeks. You'll hurt somebody with that thing. You do not need to do that for sure. You know?
Well, thanks, Lori, I guess. But give us like the overall, like what have people come away with? How have they felt differently? What have been the results?
Okay. Working with men all these years, when they come to see me, of course, everybody's, you're talking about your groin area and your discomfort with it and you feel ill at ease. my goal is to make you start feeling good about yourself. It's actually funny. It was years ago, Maxim magazine made a joke about me, and they said, you know, our girlfriends hate us after doing Lori's program because we think our penises are so great now. But the thing is, once you think your penis is so great, you think the rest of you is up to par too.
I guess so. Yes, men really judge that. I mean, I guess a penis is a sort of a symbolic embodiment of their whole being.
Exactly. It's your masculinity. It's,
yeah.
It's what you see as, you know, your manhood, your masculinity. And what I've taken note of as I work with men is, you know, how are you relating to your boss? How are you relating to your mate? And once you get a little better stance with yourself, once you feel a little more confident, and like I said, that could be confidence like, hey, let's order Chinese food tonight. It's not just confidence in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. It affects your entire body. You can look at people walking down the street, and because this is my business, I can point to people, you know, a block away and say, you know, they're not happy in the bedroom. They're not happy here, because you can people walk down the street with just a sad face, sad expression, their shoulders kind of slumped forward, their head kind of down. And then some are walking, just standing, I'll use the word erect, standing erect. They have their head up. They've got a good, happy face on. It doesn't mean you have to walk around with a fake smile on all the time, but just feeling good about yourself, your entire body responds.
So this program is really about feeling good about yourself. I mean, and there's some extra benefits for you and your partner.
That is exactly it. The trick of it is, you know, we can sit here consciously and go, okay, I feel good, and do all the nice mantras. But there are so many hidden beliefs in our subconscious, and that's what hypnosis is all about. What's going on behind the scenes in the back in your memory? And this is your memory from when you were a little bitty kid, when you were in junior high. You know, what happened to you? And it could be one little incident where somebody said, you're so stupid, or you're so slow, or you're not good enough, or, you know, little tiny comments made, could be by a classmate, be from your parents, anything. When people come to see me, I'll bring them back to childhood. Like, when did you start having difficulty with your confidence? And it will be one line that's said to them, like, one time. But your memory is so, so strong, your subconscious memory.
How do you change this? That's what I'm interested in understanding.
Well, that's, like I said, my son always picks on me because sometimes I get so overloaded with work. And he's like, Mom, you always say you have the coolest job ever. And I do. I think hypnosis is just the coolest job because I help people get to that block that's holding them back from being the best salesman, being, you know, the best father, from having the biggest penis. And it's always some little bitty block that they don't even know that they have. And what it is, you get somebody nice and relaxed, and you don't even have to go to a hypnotist for this. You can get yourself nice and relaxed. Usually right before you fall asleep is a really good time. Of course, you don't want to have bad dreams. But when you're nice and relaxed and can have a few minutes for yourself and just be like, okay, what's holding me back from being the best salesman or whatever you want to take a look at? And just see what floats into your mind. And usually people are like, no, that can't be it. No, that can't be it. You've got to listen to the very first thing that pops into your mind.
And that could be, why would people say, no, it can't be it? Because it might be something from their childhood, you're saying?
Exactly. And we usually think the little things that come to mind, we usually think, oh, that's too silly. That was just one little line. That was just a girl in seventh grade that said that. She was silly. And we think it's not a big enough thing to alter our lives.
So how do we overcome that then?
Well, that is the thing. Let's just say it happened to you in seventh grade. And then you come to me or you do it at home alone. And, you know, I will say, all of these hypnotherapy audios certainly help you get to this point, because erasing those blocks not only erase the blocks for your penis enlargement, but for you becoming more self-confident in whatever you do. You go back and you discover, oh, what's the block? And I'll tell you, there's usually way more than one block.
Right.
And then you can look at it with your adult mind, and it's like, you know, Susie Q from seventh grade said, you have a small dick. But then you think about it, Susie Q had never seen a penis in her life. She was just being a little smarty pants in seventh grade saying this. Right. And when you think of it with your logical mind, you're like, wait, Susie Q never saw a penis in her life. How does she know if mine was big or little? Wait, she never saw mine. But you know, when you're in seventh grade, you don't think logically, oh, wait, she never saw my penis. She doesn't know how big I am.
But so you're saying this program can undo those psychological blocks?
Definitely. Most definitely. And that, I tell you, with hypnosis, once again, I don't care if you're going to lose weight or quit smoking or whatever it is. We can certainly, any hypnotist or one of these programs can certainly, you know, give you the right mantras and the right thing to say. But if you do not get rid of those blocks that have been holding your life, I don't see you succeeding with what you're going for.
So this program helps us go into ourselves and get rid of those childhood blocks. Is that what you're saying you can do for people?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And I actually was working with a client earlier today, and, you know, she was working with health issues. And I was just saying, start thinking of things that didn't make you feel good as you were growing up. And, you know, there anybody can name quite a few. And then we started taking a look at them. You don't even have to be hypnotized. You just need to that's what they always say, recognize what the issue is. Recognize what the block is. And then you can be like, oh, nobody's going to bully me and throw me down on the street anymore. I'm a grown man now. Nobody's going to do that to me now. When I was three, yeah, they did that.
So once you recognize or realize what's been buried in your subconscious mind and it comes to the surface, you could then take another course of action. If we don't know what it is and keep our distance, it runs us. It rules our lives.
It rules your life. And like I said, it not only in the bedroom with your groin area, I bet you it rules you with your relationships, whether that's career or love life or whatever it is.
But
our blocks run so deep and they rule our lives.
But I still don't understand how you, talking to the hypothalamus, can undo these traumas that have affected people. How do you make that connection?
I tell you, in the Hip Body series, there are a couple of different audios. You know, some of the audios are great fun, and it's grow, 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 and you can feel movement in your groin area, and all that's great. But there's a couple of audios in there that are pretty hard-hitting that have you go back, and, you know, it might be your childhood. It might be, you know, 10 years ago. It might be 5 years ago, to something that has blocked you with, you know, your groin area or how you are in the bedroom.
Or just your confidence in general, or just your success in business, it could be, or whatever.
Exactly. And, you know, everybody says this, I don't know what type of self-help program, but just the discovery is huge. That's over half of it, discovering that, oh my, I was bullied when I was 3 years old, and I've been afraid of being bullied ever since. And I know most people would be like, that wouldn't still affect me. Coming from a master hypnotherapist, it still affects you. Everything is still there in your subconscious.
Oh, wait. So you're saying you have other programs, and once you start to work with the subconscious, other areas that we may not have been aware of start to come forward and make themselves known so we could heal that.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
That's sort of like a side effect of the penis enlargement.
You know, like I said, realizing that you have it is over half of the battle. Now, I'm not going to give away all my secrets, but, you know, in the audio, I have you handle it and deal with it and look at the thing in a different way. But I'll tell anybody that's listening now, just looking at the situation with your adult mind makes a huge difference too.
Well, I do want to say, if people want to order any of these Hip Body products, what's the website they think can go to?
It is hipbody.com, and that's like hypnosis, HYPBODY.com.
And if they're listening to this program.
If they're listening to this program, there's a code in there. It's a place where you can put a code. If you guys would put in bigger, B-I-G-G-E-R, you can take $30 off.
And that means you were listening to this program. And
that means you were listening to the program, and that way, you know, I know where you came from. You get $30 off. And I tell you, you may say it's a 12-week program, but I tell you, it's only 20 minutes a day. It's a 20-minute vacation, a 20-minute relaxation. And you know what? 12 weeks are going to pass by whether you work on yourself or you don't. And so in 3 months, do you want a bigger penis and be successful in the bedroom and maintain your erections? Or do you want to be the way you are at this moment? 3 months are going to pass whether you do the program or you don't, you know?
Right. And you say you have a 90% success rate. What's your success rate?
Yes. Yes. Men. I love working with men. You guys respond way better than women. And I think women have so many emotional issues.
I want to get to the women, but yes. But you're saying men are much more successful because they have this one thing they're working on. They really do this. You can almost guarantee there'll be a shift.
Yes, there will definitely be a shift. And I mean, I had to prove it. Back in 1999, Howard Stern would not let me on his show until I proved it worked. So I had to prove it to Howard Stern on his show.
Really? And Howard is very impressed.
Yes, Howard is very impressed with the program. And I've had to prove it. It's mind over body. You can do this. And you're going to feel like $1 million. You're going to feel like the biggest hero ever, because not only will you have a bigger penis that you're proud of, you'll be able to have some control over how you are in the bedroom, which is huge.
Bigger and better, you're saying.
Exactly. I tell everybody I give you confidence in the bedroom and also the boardroom, because the confidence definitely slides over to all aspects of your life. Definitely.
We'll get back to it, but I do want to talk about women, because you do say you can have increase breast size by at least one cup, I think you said. And
yes, the thing is,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Tell me, because you said women are harder to work with.
Women are much harder to work with. I will say I went from a B cup to a D cup.
That's
so
good.
I mean, it definitely works. Women have more issues than men because we wear our chest on our chest. You know, everybody can see our chest.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of, will I still be respected? Will I look, you know, more like a slut? Well, there's so many more issues.
But wait, I think it's so important for women, because so many women spend thousands and thousands of dollars to put this awful stuff into their bodies. First, it doesn't look natural. Doesn't right. feel natural, and it's I think it's dangerous, isn't it?
I used to do breast enlargement groups, and I always would have one or two in the group who had had the artificial surgery enlargements and had to have them removed because their bodies rejected them.
Wow.
But I tell you, some women's bodies reject them because they don't do the mental work that goes along with having a bigger chest.
What would that mental work be? What's the mental
that would be, I'll do a sales pitch for myself. That would certainly be my product, because once again, both products are not just get bigger, hey. It's let's take a look at what's going on in your body and your mind, you know, especially women where their chests are so obvious. You know, are they really ready to be sexy?
So some women,
you guys can be like, of course they are. Well, so, no, a lot of women are not ready, you know?
Well, I think you're right, because I have noticed some women who are sort of underdeveloped and I'm just generalizing, but some have had some emotional issue that had them stuck. I'm thinking of one woman. She got sort of stuck in her childhood and or through some trauma there, and she didn't really develop as a woman.
Exactly. That happens so often. And with women, if you go through any abuse, and it could be rape, it could be something much, much less than rape, but as a child, you take it in your childlike mind in a certain way, you will either stop your breast growth, you'll put on a lot of weight. Women protect themselves easily. And that's the thing, our minds control our bodies so, so much.
Unconsciously, yes.
Unconsciously, and that's, to me, that's always kind of the tricky part. We don't realize that we are protecting ourselves, basically. And I tell you, you men do the same thing. You know, if you have a smaller penis, it may be like, you know, I'm not quite ready to date. I hear so many men say, I'll start dating once I get a bigger penis. And I'm like, how excited are you about going to date? Well, everybody rejects me. Oh, I never do well on dates. So there's a big problem. Women are the same way. Women want to, we all want to protect ourselves and our bodies know it. Our subconsciouses help us, you know, by making us gain weight, by making us not have our sexual organs the size we'd like.
But then go ahead and say, how does your program change this all for people?
Well, I tell you.
For women. Like,
you know, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I went through all the hypothalamus information.
Right.
But I tell you, there have been so many clinical tests on breast enlargement that has been proven clinically time after time after time, starting in the 70s.
What's been
so this is, excuse me.
Sure.
Breast enlargement through hypnosis.
Well, take a glass of water. Take a drink.
Yes, I'll take a drink.
I just want to tell people I'm talking to Lori Gregg. She has an amazing program called Hip Body, and it really works to help people change the size of their specific organs and lose weight. And actually, I know some people that it actually did work on, and I know Lori herself. And,
right.
And it's a different approach than all the other awful spam emails that I get every day. You know, this is like a really wholesome, organic, intentional approach where you can prove it to yourself that you have the power to control your body and your mind and your life. And I think that's sort of the big benefit of that, that you realize you are in control of your life. Ari?
It was wonderful because we would take note, you know, everybody would share what they were getting during the hypnosis sessions. And, you know, when one person gets one thing, the other women in the group are like, oh my, I went through that too. I know that too. And it was so inspirational because, of course, when the first one started to grow, the next ones would start to grow.
Oh, wait, so you would do groups for women, but individual
yes.
sessions for, I guess the men don't really lend themselves to a group session.
Oh, I don't.
That would be fun.
It's actually interesting. Women will share this information easily. You know, women will tell their friends about, oh, I grew my chest with hypnosis. Men, I'm the biggest secret amongst men. You know, there is no referral business for me with
that
the male.
That's funny,
business.
Though, the difference between
it's so
men
true.
But no, okay. So women you would do in a group collectively, and they would have results in the collective.
In the collective. And I mean, we would measure, these growths are measurable. It's not that I hypnotize people to think they are bigger, you know, we measure. And with the women, you know, we would all be measuring and everything. And I tell you, it's amazing what you can do with your mind. With women, the first measurement to change, we would measure right beneath the breast, right around that rib cage. Uh-huh. That would always go in. So the bones would move. And I know that sounds crazy.
What do you mean? The breast? Wait. Explain the physiology. I'm not quite getting it.
Yeah, it sounds wild. And I still don't get it, but I've seen it year after year after year.
Wait. That so you have like a nice little breast there hanging off your body, in front of the rib there. And then,
most women that come to see me would be A cups. Most A, maybe B cups.
Wait, can you just explain what an A cup means? There's not much weight to it. Nothing. Is that an A cup?
Basically, an A is pretty flat chested.
There's still a breast tissue. Even if a woman has A cup, there's still breast tissue there.
Right.
It's just
and
not.
It can certainly be increased quite easily. It's just like if I said, hey, everybody. You know, I want everybody to grow an extra inch in their belly or their butt or their thighs, you know, gaining weight. Everybody go like, oh, I can do that easily. You can do it just as easily with your breast and with your penis.
Okay, so you have taken women who are A cups with nothing there, and you've done this program. How long is the breast program?
It's a 12-week program also, just like penis enlargement.
20 minutes a day.
Right.
You take these women with an A cup, and what do they become after the end of 12 weeks?
Usually women grow a cup size. So A's would become a B, B's would become a C.
But you grew two cup sizes.
I went from B to C, and then I waited about a year, and then I was just curious. Actually, at that point, I was leading a weight loss group, and I said, at that moment, I wasn't looking to lose weight, and I said, I want to do something and get something out of the group. So I'm like, oh, and with the group of women, this sounds a bit funny, but we raise our tops and, show our bodies easily. It's a group of women, and it's always a safe space.
Isn't that something they do on the internet? What do they call those women who raise their shirts up?
I'm from Louisiana. Maybe that's Mardi Gras you're talking about, but that's a different
maybe story. Maybe, but it is something called, I don't know, there's some kind of fad. But anyway, so you would, the women in the group, I guess there were no men there. That's okay.
No. It was a weight loss group of women, and they were looking to lose weight. And I said, well, I want to do something in the group. So I said, I'm going to increase the size of my breast. Okay. So, of course, everybody's going, no, you can't do that. So it was almost like, oh, let me show you how easy this is, you know. So I grew my breast another size larger.
And everyone could see that.
Yeah, and everybody can see that because I'm one of those who raises up my top and says, hey, look, here I am to start. Okay, let's keep an eye on them.
I'm sorry I wasn't there, but no. But so everyone saw that and they said, wow, Lori, this is amazing. So you did your own program, you're saying?
Yes. And, you know, I tell everybody, you do not have to be hypnotized to change your body. What I told everybody, and this is really, Alan, you and I both live in New York City, mm-hmm. on the subway. I am not going to hypnotize myself riding on that subway, but I'd be on the subway quite often, and I would just be telling my chest, okay, uplifted, uplifted, bigger, bigger, bigger. So I wasn't hypnotized. I was just telling myself, I'm getting bigger, I'm getting bigger. I wanted to make sure they were lifted up and they're even. That's so one thing, even up.
I don't want to put you out of business, but you're saying if we just talk to our bodies and say, okay, let's get bigger and bigger and bigger, it'll work. But the benefit of your program is that you are there guiding it, so it creates a sort of disciplined flow. I mean, if we just did that, we might forget to do it, but if we say, okay, I'm going to listen to this tape every day for 20 minutes at, like, you know, at 10 o'clock, then... Right. It creates a more functional aspect, but we could just do it on our own, you're saying.
You really can do it on your own. And, you know, it's actually interesting. I feel like women are more focused on losing weight. So I tell all women, just keep telling yourself, you know, I'm getting slimmer every day. I'm getting slimmer every day. Even if you only halfway believe it, you can get slimmer every day. You'll notice, like, you know what? I just didn't feel like having dessert today. I don't know why. And I kind of giggle in the background thinking because you're telling yourself you're getting slimmer and your body knows what to do to get slimmer. You know?
So you're saying other factors. Once you put that intention out there, other factors come into play that help facilitate our highest intentions.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. No, thank you for saying that. I think that's something really key to know. So then talk about then a little bit of the weight loss does the same thing, you're saying?
The weight loss, once again, we can all sit there and say just what I just said. I'm getting slimmer and slimmer, slimmer and slimmer. You've got to see if you have some blocks going on. And like I said, think back. What happened in your life that didn't sit so well with you? So many people have felt abused in one way or another, and it might be a rape. It might be you're walking down the street and you get cat calls from the construction workers. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, it's just how is your subconscious taking it? And your you may be walking down the street and getting whistled out by the construction workers. And subconsciously, you may go like, I can't take this. I can't stand this. I hate this. So you'll put on 10 pounds and call me and be like, I don't know what happened. I put on 10 pounds. I don't know why.
Uh-huh.
I tell you, I had a man email me this morning. He's getting a divorce and he can't understand why he's having bedroom difficulty and everything. And I'm going, getting a divorce? Hello, there's the biggest red flag of all.
Oh, yes. So people are much more sensitive and in a way powerful than they realize, you know.
We're sensitive
to people talking to us and yelling at us, and we also have this incredible resource of our mind that can shift the way we feel. But we have to start, I mean, to get in touch with that. I mean, you're sort of redefining what the human being is, in a sense.
I think the whole ball game is become aware of yourself, because I feel like the universe has given us a subconscious mind that most of us are so unaware of, and the subconscious, in my opinion, is what runs our lives.
Well, let me ask you another question, sort of like off the subject a little bit, because you're a very amazing psychic, and you are being actually told or guided to bring this program out into the world. Now, why do you think you're being guided to do that? It's not just to, you know, sell your kit. There's something bigger going on here.
Yes. I tell you, I put this program out. Let's see, I researched and discovered it back in 1997. So I've been doing this for a long time. And I wasn't so serious about it. And I was guided to make it downloadable and get it out there to everybody. And believe you me, I was saying, why, you know, coming from down south, I was embarrassing my family 20 years ago when I was researching this and going, right. Hey, Mom, I'm doing penis enlargement. Oh, goodness. You know, you can't imagine all of that. Right. And now I'm being guided so strongly to get it out there now. I think what it is, so many people are unhappy. Go out and look on the streets. There are so many sad faces out there. It's pathetic. And I feel like it's time for people to start feeling better about themselves, feeling more confident. I hate to say people are crazy, but people are just so unhappy. And it didn't seem like people were this unhappy years ago.
So the result of your program is, okay, I can do this. I can grow a larger penis, a bigger breast, lose weight with the power of my mind. I can feel better about myself.
Exactly.
Is that
I can
why?
Feel good being in my own skin. But I can feel good about being me.
But can you ask, I mean, I know you can tune in. I'm just curious what sort of message, if you can bring through about why this is so important at this time. It's not just a cosmetic thing. I think there's, I'm just curious what your guidance is saying to you about that.
Yeah, you are right. I have done psychic work. Gosh, I've been doing psychic work for about 17 years now.
Right.
And I've been very thankful to be able to do this and very fortunate with all of the work I get with the psychic information. It's very interesting that I've never read for myself until a few months ago. I was really being guided to put this back out, and I was kind of going, what? No, you know. And what it is that for the past few years, I mean, the economy, everybody got poor. Mm-hmm. Everybody lost their money. Stock market went down. Everybody lost their businesses. You know, here in Manhattan, I've watched my neighborhood, all the businesses shut down. Nobody can afford the rent any longer. Everybody has been so depressed and so down. And I really get a sense that 2015 is almost like a whole new era coming on.
That's what I feel. I do feel that.
Time.
But could you ask now, I'm curious, because you're always sort of connected. I'm just curious, why do your guides feel it's so important at this moment? I'm just curious what they might say, if you don't mind me putting you on the spot like that, what they say about why this program's so important.
You know what?
What?
Alan, I didn't expect this, but what I'm going to do is actually call in some of the angels that I like and just open my mouth and see what comes out. So,
thank you.
I was kind of going, uh-oh, am I going to do this on air?
Why not? Go ahead. We're all having fun.
All right. Okay. So, actually, anybody that's listening, just for a moment, if you can just imagine a beautiful white light, and I always think of the Cinderella cartoon when I was little about that beautiful sparkly white light all around you, like head to toe, just to make you feel focused and light and protected and safe. Just take just a moment to take, just sense that all around you, head to toe. Because this is what I do before I do a reading.
I just want to say, Laurie, the reason I want you to do this is because I want to show people how different you are in your intention in creating this program than all the other junk that's out there.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan. I didn't even think of it this way, but you're right, because I have been guided quite strongly.
Yeah, so let's tune in. Okay.
All right. I'm actually going to call in Archangel Metatron.
Okay.
Mentor. And Archangel Michael. It's actually Archangel Michael that's speaking at the moment.
Okay.
And I'm just going to open my mouth and we'll see what he has to say. Okay, Michael. Alan, the reason that she's being directed to put this out right now, you humans are butting heads, arguing, fighting. It seems as if everybody is argumentative at this time. Everybody is focusing on something else to be mad at, something else to focus on outside of themselves. Nobody wants to take a look at themselves. Nobody, and I'm talking about 90% of you humans, are happy with yourselves. And that's something to think about. So many of you are unhappy with yourselves for one reason or another, whether it's a physical reason, whether it's a mental reason, whether it's the way that you're acting. He's actually going, whether the way you're treating others. Laurie has been given this information. And he's saying, Laurie, don't you think you discovered it all on your own? You know you were helped even back then to pull this together. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, it's not that we angels or the universe want everybody to have bigger breasts and bigger penises. That's not the gist of the program. Mm-hmm. The gist of the program is to feel good. For you humans to feel happy, to feel lighter, not so burdened with this heavy weight on you. Mm. It's just to have a lighter feeling and to know that you can have happy thoughts. You can have wonderful thoughts. You can have big, big, big goals that you thought you could never reach. And they are obtainable. They are reachable. And the very fact that you have the ability to grow your chest or grow your penis, that's something that people think is unobtainable. You can do that quite easily. And if you can do that quite easily, you can do the bigger worldly goals so very easily. You really can. Laurie, that's why the program is going out now. Well, you are being helped.
Well, thank you, Michael. That is, that's what I suspected. It's like there's a bigger reason for your guidance in creating this, and it has to do with utilizing more of our brain capacities. Would you say that, Michael? Can I talk to Michael about the brain?
He's saying, of course, he says, you all know you only use a fraction of what's available to you. You know that. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, he's being kind of funny. This is Laurie laughing. He's saying there are movies out there, there are drugs out there that say you can utilize more of your brain. But you know, in the movies, it's to use your brain not for good reasons, mm-hmm. not to enhance the world, not to make people feel better and be more fulfilled, but it's to achieve more, to be greedy, to make more money. And that's not the bottom line. That is not the bottom line.
Well, the bottom line, though, is not making your penis or your breast larger either, though. That's not the bottom line either.
That's not the bottom line either, but I tell you, you let a human see that they can do something that they thought was impossible. Mm-hmm. And then they know, maybe these other things are possible too.
I think he's talking to you about that as well, Laurie.
I can see that, Alan. I can see that. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So take that in for yourself.
Yes.
So the real value of this program is to show that nothing's impossible, that we are divinely guided by this mind that can unfold a future that can be happy.
Exactly. Exactly. That is really God's desire for all of you humans, is basically to be happy. It's really no bigger than that. It is no bigger than that.
And to use what we've been given to make ourselves happy, instead of being conditioned by the culture that wants us to be miserable or to spend $20,000 to increase your breast size with silicone implants.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a crime, especially if you can do that yourself.
That is so true.
And so you're saving people's lives, Lori, in a way.
Oh, I never thought of it that way. Thank you, Alan. Thank you.
No, I think it's big. If people can, and you make it easy. I've listened to the audios, and you make it so easy, and because your voice is so soothing and relaxing, to just sit back and let nature do its thing.
Yes. Yes.
So we sort of like wrap it up. What do you like? What's the future of all this? I mean, where's it all going? And what do you see as the next step in this whole evolution here?
Like I've always said, I feel like Hip Body's big purpose is to help people feel better in their own skin, to be happy to be themselves. That's my big goal. Mm-hmm. And if it makes you feel better to have bigger breasts, to have a bigger penis, great. I tell you, to have more confidence in the bedroom, I think that affects 99% of people, to have more confidence in the bedroom and to feel good in the bedroom. You know, sex is the funnest thing out there.
Right.
It's great fun with the right person. That's a whole nother topic right there. But,
right.
But I feel like for people to feel good about being themselves, that is the bottom line.
Oh, I see. So it's interesting, though, that this was such an agenda by these archangels. It's almost hard to believe that these metaphysical, non-material beings would be so focused on such a material function.
You know, it almost seems silly to me, but being a human, I know I look in the mirror. And if I put on a couple of pounds, I do not feel as good as when I'm a little slimmer. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, anything, you know, pimple on my face, you know, that makes me not want to go, you know, go out in public and, you know, go on the date of my life or something. We are kind of carried away by silly things.
So how does this program solve all those problems? Well, maybe not all of them, but some of them.
Exactly. Well, like I keep saying, I think that making you feel confident about being you. And I tell you, you've got to hit that point first before you start enlarging your breast or losing weight or enlarging your penis. You got to start to feel confident about being, yay, I'm glad I'm me. Also, humans don't like to be in their bodies.
They don't.
I have noticed that. No. Humans will... When you talk to somebody, you can tell it seems like a lot of humans are not really there. It's like you think, oh, they've got a lot of things on their mind. I hear that all the time. Oh, my husband, he's got a lot on his mind, or my girlfriend, or whoever. But it's like they don't want to be in their physical bodies. You got to get people to like sink in and ground and be in their body, because mm-hmm. most of us don't even want to be in our bodies.
I like being in my body. I love that.
You've got a great body, Alan. You've got a good one.
I just feel good about myself. I just feel like I'm happy to be me. I like what I'm doing. I like who I am. I mean, and I guess that's not true of most people.
That is not true.
You know, I never knew that because, well, it's like I'm having a good time out here. Isn't everybody having a good time?
They are not. Believe you me, they all call me every day. They are not.
All right. Well, I mean... I'm a little surprised, but I guess you're right. Most people, I mean, but, you know, in our community, our kind of like holistic downtown, is it still true that people are still not very happy? I tell you,
even in the alternative community, because I am the body person, mm-hmm. I hear from everybody, and even the most holistic people, many of them are like, oh, I just put on 5 pounds. Oh, what can I do? Lori, help me.
Mm.
Yeah, even the couple of pounds, it makes us not feel as good.
Right. So, well, so as we wrap up, I also want to just keep telling people they can get Lori's program if they go to hipbody.com. And there is that penis enlargement program available right now to download. You can put the promo code called Bigger, B-I-G-G-E-R, lowercase, in the promo code. Get $30 off the program.
Yes.
And start to grow your body. Grow your body. I mean, and
start to feel good in your body. Start to feel good about yourself. That's what it's all about.
Does Michael have any final words for us, Archangel Michael? Because he does wield a big sword, doesn't he?
He does. When he comes in, I feel like so warm and cozy. I feel like a nice big blanket's all around me. So.
Oh, okay. We do have to wrap up. But has Michael done anything to grow his sword? I'm just kidding. Okay. No, we should.
I'm just saying, start feeling good about being you, and you will change the world. That goes to everybody.
Beautiful. Thank you for being so vulnerable and opening up to those energies here on the program.
Thank you for having me do it, Alan. You know, I don't always open up with my psychic ability, so
but
thank
it's
you.
It's worth it. I needed to hear it. People needed to hear it. You needed to say. Anyway, thank you.
Yes.
And again, do you have any final words for our listeners?
I tell you, take a few moments to discover yourself, discover what your blocks are. You are going to be so happy to start feeling good about being you, just what Michael said. You've got to take a few minutes, though. It doesn't come to you automatically. Take the few minutes. Take the 20 minutes a day. It's like a little mini vacation for you. Do it for yourself.
Actually, it is. It's very, very pleasant listening to your voice and feeling the sensations you bring us through, and you can start to feel movement in the groin. It's very exciting on more than one level at once. But thank you, Lori, for sharing your gifts, because I think it is a gift, and I think you really are here to help people, which is way different from all those awful money-making basic scams out there that try to tell people, you know, they have a drug or they have a herb or they have a exercise. This is simple and easy and effective.
Thank you. Thank you for everything.
Okay. I've been talking to Lori Gregg. That's L-A-U-R-I-E, Gregg, G-R-E-G-G. And her website, hipbody.com. Start the program tonight. Start to do it right after.
Change your life now.
Yes, because I think it's great. I think you're great. Thanks again, Lori, for being here.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities, and it's quite sort of a different program, but really along the lines of consciousness affects our reality, and we have that power. So thanks for listening tonight. I'm interested if people do this. Please email me back. Let me know what you've experienced, your results. I'm at newrealities@earthlink.net. I look forward to hearing from you. And just email me comments in general. Thanks for listening tonight, and good night.